Now this is a dictation for Randall. R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Ross, R-O-S-S, January 1655. Address as a letter to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, follow up for Mr. Ross with right-sided nephrectomy, not related to malignancy, a mass that turns out to be benign, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, coronary artery disease, last visit in January. Has no specific complainings, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination, infection, cloudiness of blood, stable edema, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, denies smoking, pyrule material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND on oxygen, review system is negative, medication list review. I will highlight diabetes cholesterol management, the only blood pressure medicine metoprolol. Next paragraph, today blood pressure was high, 156 over 100. On the right side, a large calf. He's morbidly obese with a weight of 297, alert for the intestine 3, no evidence of gross respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, difficult to precise internal organs, a stable edema around 2+, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is from July. Normal cell count, no anemia, normal platelets. Creatinine at 1.58, which is baseline. For a GFR, around 47 stage 3, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated, cholesterol profile with high triglyceride 245 and low HDL of 33, however, total cholesterol less than 200 and LDL of 48. PSA normal at 0.9 with normal thyroid function test. Back in January, creatinine was 1.65. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Right-sided nephrectomy turns out to be a benign condition. Next number, CKD stage 3. Next number, hypertension in the office, poorly controlled. He mentioned that he was at cardiology not long ago and blood pressure was improved. Our goal should be close to 130 over 80. Metoprolol, probably not the best option. Please add potentially a diuretics. I will not oppose ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Monitor potassium creatinine. Potentially calcium channel blockers. That should be, in any order, one of our first choices. Importance of physical activity, weight reductions, and salt restriction discussed with the patient. Next number question, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, coronary artery disease with prior stenting and bypass, clinically stable. Next number, obesity. Next paragraph, chemistry is in a regular basis. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.